This morning, the country is waking up to a new Supreme Court justice. Judge Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed, and Justice Clarence Thomas administered her constitutional oath at the White House last night. The Supreme Court issued a press release stating that she will be able to start her new role once Chief Justice Roberts administers her judicial oath later today. As much as I want to be and am happy to see another woman on the Supreme Court, part of me fears that we just made Phyllis Schlafly's dreams come true. Judge Barrett's values appear to lie in stark contrast to those of recently passed and much beloved Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's. When Mitch McConnell announced mere hours after Justice Ginsburg's death that Republicans would move quickly to fill her newly vacated seat before the presidential election, we knew that this day would likely come. And yet, now it's here, and it's real. For me, I find this new reality brings with it a new wave of grief over Ruth's passing and ongoing love for her enduring spirit. So this morning, I want to snatch a moment away from this new reality and take the time to thank Ruth. I want to thank her for being the kind of person who sought out new experiences, was open to new ideas, and took the time to learn about other cultures. Her time working in Sweden and her willingness to really deeply learn about gender roles in Swedish culture significantly impacted her views on gender equality. I thank her for being a conscious observer of humanity. Her cultural awakening in Sweden was only made possible by her ability to see her own home culture from an outside perspective and to recognize gendered patterns in Americans' behavior. I want to thank her for being the kind of person who did not let limiting beliefs stop her. She didn't let her current knowledge or capabilities limit her ambition. Just one example of this is the time and the energy she invested in herself, in her own improvement, so that she could learn Swedish and co-author a book in a new language. I want to thank her for being the kind of woman who was not afraid of being alone. She was the first woman on both the Harvard Law Review and the Columbia Law Review. She was the lone woman on the U.S. Supreme Court for 3 years. As a trailblazer and a ceiling breaker, a fear of being alone was not stopping her. I want to thank her for being the kind of woman who used her voice. During her time as the only woman on the Supreme Court, her voice could have easily been drowned out. We see this happen all the time in a professional setting. But instead of letting herself be drowned out, she really stepped into her power during this time and began using her voice even more forcefully in her written dissents. I want to thank her for valuing herself enough to marry someone who viewed her as his equal. That might sound trivial, but it's not. The world would not have known Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg had she not married Marty. He was not afraid to let her light shine to its fullest potential. He did not ask her to be a less than version of herself. And I want to thank her for having the courage to live in her values day after day and year after year and along the way to give us all a new paradigm and a new lens through which we could view the roles of wife and mother. And lastly, I want to thank her for being the kind of person who transformed personal tragedies and grievances into good. She lost an older sister and her mother before the age of 18. While working at the Social Security Administration office in Oklahoma, she was demoted when her employer learned she was pregnant with their first child. She was also rejected for a clerkship based only on the fact that she was a woman. You can imagine that as a woman, she had a hell of a time finding a job that was appropriately challenging for her skill set after she graduated from law school. Later, when she accepted her first job as a law professor, she was told in no uncertain terms that she would be paid less than her male colleagues because her husband had a well-paying job. The list goes on, but I'm going to stop here in the interest of time. The point is that she experienced her share of tragedy and injustice, but she didn't adopt a victim mindset. Instead, she took these experiences and she let them fuel her to correct injustices and create meaningful change for all. She was the woman, at each new rung of the ladder, reaching her hand down to help those behind her climb. After Ruth left us, I asked you, as members of our community, to share how she touched your lives. I hope that this episode helps you find a moment to pause today. Taking a moment to be sad helps us honor our grief, honor her legacy, and re-energize our spirits so that we can continue this fight in her absence. And now, here are your tributes to the notorious and honorable Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
The legacy Ruth Bader Ginsburg leaves behind is that of a life well lived, not just for herself, but for all Americans, a legacy we have the privilege and duty to carry forward. She inspires me to continue to be involved in lasting change for all through community and public service and civic engagement, to never give up the fight for women's equality and for justice for all people. She has shown the world how powerful a smart and strong woman can be and allowed for children like my goddaughters and godson to have a real-life superhero. Her legacy means that all the work our mothers did for advancing women leaders and raising them can continue with improved opportunities for all people. Anne from Montana.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been my hero for some time now, and I wanted to take a moment to celebrate everything that she's given to the women of this country. While I obviously appreciate and value the 27 years of service she gave to the United States Supreme Court, long before she served, she did more to ensure that women have equal rights than anyone I know. It's her tenure leading the Women's Rights Project at the ACLU that I've really been reflecting upon in the wake of her death. Her time there, finding strategic ways in which to attack gender discrimination, has had a profound impact on all women in this country. Because of her, I can have a credit card in my own name. I can own my own property. I can marry who I want to. And there are so many more rights that I have that are too numerous to list. Suffice it to say, the notorious RBG made my life, as I know it, possible today.
My daughter was born on Ruth Bader Ginsburg's 82nd birthday. Now, I will tell you that I was hoping to plan my C-section for March 17th. Other than just being St. Patrick's Day, it was also my father's birthday. And I was so devastated when the doctor had scheduled another surgery on that day and couldn't do my C-section that day. So I scheduled my daughter's C-section for March 15th. But what a glorious turn of events that happened to be another great day. The birth of Ruth Bader Ginsburg in 1933. I am so excited that now my daughter shares a birthday with this amazing woman who made all of our lives better and whose life and legacy will continue to, you know, bless our lives and my daughter's lives for generations to come. I can't wait to share the life and legacy of RBG with my daughters. And every year we celebrate RBG as well. And that is truly a blessing for our family.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak about Justice Ginsburg's impact on me. I was really struck by her just full life story. I only came to really dig in deeper into her efforts within the past 5 to 10 years or so. And I really came to admire her deep intelligence and her very quiet demeanor and her obvious passion for equality. I am just honored to have been alive to see her do a lot of her work. And my hope is that I will continue to bring honor to her legacy and give her due justice, even in my private conversations with other women and my daughter and my granddaughters. She deserves it.
RPG was a hero to so many people, and not just women, but she gave a voice to women when we didn't even have one. We didn't have a person in a place of power that was standing up for women's rights or equality for all. And she definitely paved the way for many other women and other people from all walks of life to be able to stand up for what they believe in. And it is truly a loss for all of us that she is gone. But may her memory be a blessing.
Hi, I'm Nicole Dash, and I am a writer. I have a podcast. I'm a small business owner, a realtor. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I'm a wife, and I'm a proud mom to 4 children. There was a time when to be seen as professional and to be seen as someone to be taken seriously, you wouldn't have been able to add the last part about being a wife and a mother. That was something that you had to keep distinct and separate. And this is one of the many reasons I truly appreciate Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the legacy she has created for so many generations of women. Her example, her leadership, her ability to fight for causes like gender equality, women's rights, equality in general for everyone. These are all the reasons that I believe her loss is so tremendous. And yet, what's most important is that we honor her legacy and continue fighting all of the battles that she fought. I love the way she balanced her family life with her work life. I think she's a great example that with the right support, with the right partnership, with the right determination and independence, you can have everything, maybe not all at the same time, but you can work and have a meaningful career and be a mother and do all of the things that you want to do in each of their separate times. One is not more than important than the other. This I truly believe. It's why I've spent basically my whole adult life fighting for supporting other families that work. I once opened a business called Playworker Dash, which was a co-working space with on-site childcare, because I recognize a need for certain families who, you know, perhaps had that ability to work from home or start a business, but were also making the decision and the choice to be with their children, giving them that opportunity to have the support they need, something that hadn't been created. And while that journey, you know, ran its course, I still feel so strongly that thanks to the legacy of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, RBG, I was able to start that business. I was able to purchase a home while I was a single mom years ago. I was able to forge a career and then at one point decide to stay home with my kids after I had my second child, and then I started a home-based daycare. I never would have been able to do anything like that and have that flexibility and that confidence to believe that I could do it, and then I could reemerge after 10 years of being home with my children and helping to raise and care for other children a small business, and then from there kind of pivoting into other businesses at my current position as a realtor and helping families as they transition from different stages of life. None of this would be possible without Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the example she lived and her advocacy and her brilliance and her passion and her determination. All of the things I want my daughters to model and understand as they continue their fight and their journey through life.
Small but mighty. I don't know what else to say except that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is such an incredible role model for all of us, particularly women in fields where we are underrepresented. May her memory be a blessing to us all.